Talking about the bracha re'enov on yenu, we ask Hashem to see our affliction, potentially our poverty. There's another deeper level too. It's not just the Jewish people are being afflicted physically. It's also that in the galus, when we're fighting for our own survival, we're ultimately not masters of our own destiny, because we're being pushed from pillar to post throughout the exile. It's evident that we can't keep the Torah as we ought to. We can't keep all the mitzvahs. We can't necessarily keep the Torah with a full heart, even, simply because we're fighting for survival. And therefore, the Sefer Seder Hayoyim, who is a contemporary of the Shulchan Aruch, who lives after the expulsion from Spain, he'd seen the effects of the Inui of Klal Yisrael, seen the effects of what it means to live under persecution and expulsion. He says, Re'enov Anyenu, we beg you, Hashem, see our affliction. Give us the ability. Give us the resilience. Give us the strength of character to be able to fulfill the Torah amidst us to the best of our abilities, despite the fact that physically, emotionally, we've gone through such trauma. Don't allow us to fall apart. Don't let us slip into negative behavior, into chatoi, maveiros, as a result of the fact that we've gone through so much. Hold our hand. Be there for us. Because ultimately, Reina v'anyenu. What's v'anyenu in our affliction? See that deep down, we really want to do the right thing. The essence, our core, is pure. It's just the external factors, the difficulties of the galus, the challenges of survival, that make it so much more difficult for us. That's not who we really are. Really people that want to do the right thing. We want to dedicate our lives to Hashem. Rev on Yenu. It can also mean that we're aniyim. We're impoverished. In fact, the Gemara says in Ani Elav Adas, pure, real, true poverty is intellectual poverty. It's a lack of ability to learn, to grow, lack of cognition, unclear thought processes. And therefore, on a deeper level, we ask Hashem here to rave on Yenu and see our intellectual poverty. Again, this can be a function of the galus, it can be a function of the trials and tribulations, but we're not willing to give up. Therefore, we ask Hashem for that inner redemption as well. That spiritual redemption, that emotional redemption, to be able to find a place of calmness, find a place of clarity. Find a place where we can learn as we ought to, where we can grow as we ought to, despite the fact that we're going through so much. So perhaps right now, this is a request for Hashem to allow us, despite all the distractions, despite all the trauma that we're seeing, we're going through, allow us to fulfill the Torah to the best of our abilities and develop that spiritual and emotional resilience.